Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And we heard today that 13% of remaining Ulster Bank and KBC current account customers have yet to open a new bank account, according to new research released from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland today. Owen McGee, personal finance expert, is on the line. Owen, we've talked about this a number of times. It translates to around 1 in 8 current account customers. They have yet to open an account with another provider. So we see then that a lot of progress has been made in getting people to move, but there are still those who might be left at the end of this process with no bank account.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Claire, the problem with this is, let's call it 87%, 90% is a great rate or great result in most exams, but when the pass rate has to be 100%, it's still not good enough. And I do appreciate they've done a lot. They've opened 580,000 accounts, and that's not including credit unions and on post. The main banks have opened 580,000 accounts. We know there was about 1 million accounts affected by this, by these two banks exiting. And we are left now, I believe, with probably the people who are going to need the most care and support in this transition. These are people who maybe something's going on in their life and they just, this is not a priority for them. But the door is going to close on them at some stage, so they need to be helped out. Or maybe they're not very tech savvy. Or maybe it's a case of they may not be aware of it. I know you and I have talked about it a lot, but there are still people who just aren't aware that this is an issue. They're not opening their post. They're not getting it. And the bank, I do think that the banks are going to have a responsibility greater with these last 10 or 13%, this 1 in 10 people, as it was being quoted this morning. There's a greater responsibility on the banks to make sure that these people in particular are held, their hand is held throughout this process.
You're referring to the banks that are leaving Ulster Bank and KBC. Yes. They need to do more to help those people who are struggling or haven't made any move yet.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I was in one of my jobs, I was a wealth manager for one of these banks. And one of the things that you do, this is the upshot, in my opinion, of these banks closing down over time. There was a time when I was there 15, 20 years ago working away in one of these banks where you knew most of your customers and you knew them because they were in and out and you could get these things. And particularly this 10% or this 13%, they were exactly the people who were coming into the counter once a week. And they've just been, that connection has been lost. And we're in a position now where if you didn't know them directly, you know someone who knows them. And everyone in the branch knew everybody. And it was a different way of banking. And this is causing this problem now. And I think this is going to be phone calls. This is going to be getting out there and trying to get in touch with these clients directly, because you cannot leave them with no banking whatsoever. There's a couple of other things that are going on here as well. Like 17% of people have not bothered opening another. They've just closed the account. And this is because they've had multiple accounts. So they've got one or two accounts. And they said, you know what, I just don't need that. And I think all of us, whether we were affected by these closures or not, can take a leap from that book. Because what you're looking at there is you're saying, do I really need 2 or 3 accounts? Now, if your financial structure means you work better with 2 or 3 accounts, great. But if you're not using accounts, we can all look at that and say, is there an account there that I could close down? Because whatever about financial planning, there's a security, not stress, but every gate you leave open, every bank account is a gate into your finances somewhere along the line. It's just more to think about. So we could all take a leaf out of that book, I think, Claire.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget, though, that it's not an easy thing to do to move your accounts. You may have credit cards and overdrafts, not to mention the mortgage and so on. So we shouldn't underestimate what a big task this is for an individual or a business.
Yeah, and actually, we've seen some of the problems, and you and I have talked about some of the problems, like where people are opening a joint account, and they're saying, oh, you have to come into a branch to open a joint account, and that some of the banks address that. But it's easier when you're doing it online, but more importantly, it's easier when you're tech-savvy. If you're not tech-savvy, this is a really difficult task, and even getting appointments in your new bank and everything else has been really difficult. Yes, they've opened 580,000 accounts, and they have to be applauded for that. But also what we need to think about here is that when you're moving your bank, you're a new customer. And your old bank might have given you an overdraft or they might have given you a credit card, but you're a new customer with this new bank and they mightn't be willing to give you these facilities straight away. They might want to get to know you a little bit before they do. And that has caused frustration for a lot of people because they felt, hold on a second, am I not just moving from one to the other and I'm going to have everything the same again? That's not the case with these accounts, and particularly with overdrafts. And credit cards have caused an issue for people. The one thing I will say is just to highlight is because I do accept that there's been problems with the system, but sometimes those problems are causing issues at the counter. Just remember the person you're dealing with behind the counter in your new bank has to work with the system the same way you do, and it's often nothing to do with them. The frustrations you have are multiplied by them, so maybe just give them a little bit of breathing space to try and help you out.
One of the problems with this is, you know, we've all become used to having fewer branches open on the street that you can go into. But as you said earlier on, when it comes to joint accounts and getting to know your new bank, you might need that face-to-face contact, and it's not always easily available.
Absolutely not, Claire. And I think this is why we are left with 13% of people who haven't taken action. They either don't know about it, or they're just putting their head in the sand, or, you know what, they just have other stuff going on in their life. And this is not a priority for them. But if we were in a different banking world, and things move on, and I'm not trying to keep hold of the past, but things do move on. But if we had the old school banking system where everybody knew everybody, this wouldn't be a problem for them. But you know what? It is their problem at this stage, Claire. They do need the banks that are leaving do need to resolve this, because you cannot just shut someone's account down because it could have later effects for their credit and everything else if direct debits are missed and everything else. Now, we have touched on that before as well, Claire. Where there's a problem with this, the central bank and the central bank register, there is an option to be able to put your own comment in to say, this is why this happened. But this is a problem and it needs to be addressed.
All right, Owen. Thank you very much. Owen McGee there, personal finance expert. And if you're looking for information on moving accounts, there's a website, movingaccount.ie. That's the Banking and Payment Federation Ireland's website. And also through the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CPCC. And their website is cpcc.ie. Back after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.